A group of artists in Strabane have recently been making a name for themselves. It's after pictures of a mural they painted in the Town's End Street area of the town went viral online.
My name's John Carlin. I'm responsible for doing the artwork on the mural there in Strabane. We done a fundraiser just in the whole Heddle Town area of Strabane here just, and we raised almost £300, and we spent about £150 on paint and art materials. And the other £150, there's a fundraiser being done at the minute with a local bar, and we intend to put our money to his money. The mural is basically a photograph or a picture of a child holding a teddy bear, and then in the background there's a helicopter, an Apache helicopter coming at it, firing a rocket at a child. They symbolise the might of the Israeli forces against the Palestinian people.
John Carlin and a group of five of his friends came together and painted a mural to show their support for the people of Palestine.
The local opinion on the street, people don't want this. It's the governments who are scared to act against Israel. But the local people on the street are standing up and fighting for the rights of the people, you know.
They feel there's a special connection between Strabane and the people of Palestine.
In a way, yes, we didn't suffer as much as what the people in Palestine are suffering, but through the conflict there, the past conflict, the people of Strabane suffered as well. We were neglected and suffered and marginalised, and people sort of identify with that.
A picture of the mural was put up online by a local photographer last week, and since then it's been shared around the world by thousands of people.
It's been all over the world. Malaysia, Finland, all the European countries, Gaza itself, Mexico. That's just a few that I've known about, but apparently it's gone right through the whole world, you know, America as well. And there's one site there of over 20,000 likes on it. I never in my wildest dreams did I think that it would go widespread, you know, over the world.
My name's Mark Diver. I was one of the people who helped paint the Gaza mural, Strabane. Proud in a way, you know, that you'd done something, you know. Our view on it was like, you know, to sort of to symbolise Strabane, our answer to it. I know it's went round quite a few countries there, like, and I think Al Jazeera has picked it up.
As well as being shared and seen by thousands of people around the world, the mural has also been praised by British MP George Galloway.
Beautiful, a thing of beauty is a joy forever. And I think that Ireland, with its history of being an occupied country and having to struggle for unity and independence, is perfectly placed to understand the Palestinian plight. And that's expressed very artistically on murals, the latest of which is in Strabane. And I salute the good people of Strabane. May God bless your hands. You've done a wonderful thing. And it's a joy to see it. And the people in Gaza who have also seen it have had their hearts lifted by it.
And the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Ahmed Abdelrazak, is also aware of the mural, and he has also been full of praise for the artists.
The support, you know, it's swarming. It's you feel you are not alone, you know. That's encourage you to continue to your struggle for liberty and for justice. The most important is, which is the most important for any people in the world.
The artists say it means an awful lot to them that the people of Gaza are aware of the mural.
It means to them and to us that they know that the rest of the world is with them. You know, the rest of the world is thinking about them, the rest of the world is praying for them, praying with them for an end to this conflict.
I seen a picture there the last day on Facebook, and it was a picture of a fellow in Gaza with a big sign, "Thank you, Ireland." And to me, it's just the gratitude, you know, being able to make a connection with them people and let them know that we are thinking about them.
And the Strabane artists have said the mural is not a one-off, and they do have more planned going into the future.
We've done one in the Ballycommon of Palestine as well. Well, I plan to do more, but different themes.
I suppose Derry's got the famous Bogside artists, the Strabane now have their own famous artists.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we're getting there, we're working on it.